This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People gathered outside Grace and St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Colorado Springs Thursday in a vigil against gun violence. CPR's Dan Boyce was there.
That's the sound of a rifle barrel being reforged into a gardening tool. It was part of a demonstration put on by Colorado Springs company Raw Tools, which promotes nonviolence. Marilyn Kahn described the action as symbolic and meaningful.
To watch this gentleman take something that kills people and make something that will feed people. Oh my gosh.
Kahn volunteers with the gun control nonprofit Moms Demand Action, and they're calling for action now after an 18-year-old gunman killed 21 people at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde on Tuesday. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Latino families are asking their school district for healthier school meals. Their petition to the St. Vrain Valley District has the signatures of 1,000 people calling for changes to the menu. Seventh grader Diana Sanchez told the district's Board of Education this week that the food they serve now is not enough.
For breakfast, I don't just want a piece of bread full of sugar. Why don't you include eggs, toasted bread, bacon, or fresh fruit?
The school district says it is committed to creating balanced and nutritious meals. It's going to be a busy Memorial Day weekend at Denver International Airport. The airport projects nearly 1.2 million passengers will pass through over the long weekend. Monday and Friday are expected to be the busiest days. A new show at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts celebrates the life of Ruth Brown. Her name is not well known, but she made a lot of memorable music in the 1940s and 50s.
You hear music and it's like, oh, I didn't know that was her. Or something else, mama, you know, he treats your daughter mean. It's like, wait a minute, oh, that was Ruth Brown?
Her story is coming to the stage in Denver, and the story of this new production is later in this hour. A sunny day across the state, highs close to 90 along the Front Range in Metro Denver today. This is CPR News.